Condoleezza Rice just destroyed The View's talking points. I am so glad they finally have someone who's educated, someone that they respect, so they can be quiet, listen to the talking points, and know that they can't race bait or talk someone into a corner.
First of all, let me be very clear. I said at the time January 6th was wrong. Mm-hmm. I called it an assault on law and order and an assault on our democratic processes. So full stop, it was wrong. Law enforcement will determine what happened there, and those who violated the law ought to be punished. Now, I think what Senator McConnell may be referencing is, yes, it's time to move on in a lot of ways. I'm one who believes that the American people are now concerned about their what we call kitchen table issues, the price of gasoline, inflation. We ought to move on to the next generation, move ahead and deal with the American people's issues.
It's really politically expedient for Mitch McConnell to say, let's move on. Problem is that past will become prologue if we don't find out exactly what happened January 6th.
And we will.
So it's not time right now.
We will find out.
We will find out. Moving on.
We will find out. But I'm going to tell you, I live in California, not Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And the American people do have other concerns that we ought to be thinking about and talking about.
Respectfully,
and
Madam Secretary, I think...
Well, let me finish now, mm-hmm. Sunny. I also know that as a government and as a country, we've got to be concerned about the things that are making life hard for Americans and hard for American families. First of all, parents ought to be involved in their children's education.
Should.
Their children are in school 7 hours. That's a very formative period. And I think parents ought to have a say. We used to have parent-teacher conferences. We used to have PTAs. There are lots of ways for parents to be involved, and they should be. My parents never thought I was going to grow up in a world without prejudice, but they also told me that's somebody else's problem, not yours. You're going to overcome it, and you are going to be anything you want to be. And that's the message that I think we ought to be sending to kids. One of the worries that I have about the way that we're talking about race is that it either seems so big that somehow white people now have to feel guilty for everything that happened in the past. I don't think that's very productive. Or black people have to feel disempowered by race. I would like black kids to be completely empowered, to know that they are beautiful in their blackness, but in order to do that, I don't have to make white kids feel bad for being white. It goes back to how we teach the history.
That's what I'm saying.
We teach the good and we teach the bad of history.
Yes.
But
right.
What we don't do is make 7 and 10-year-olds feel that they are somehow bad people because of the color of their skin. We've been through that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we don't need to do that again.
There are people who will say it feels worse now when we're talking about race, or it just feels like a divisive environment.
It sure doesn't feel worse than when I grew up in Jim Crow Alabama. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's drop this notion that we're worse race relations today than we were in the past. Really? That means we've made no progress. Really? And so I think the hyperbole about how much worse it is isn't doing us any good. This country is never going to be colorblind. We had the initial original sin of slavery. It's still with us.
So for people who say, you know what, it's top down, it starts with the president, it starts with the words that he speaks.
Oh, come on, all right? I would be the first to say we need to watch our language about race. We need to watch that we don't use dog whistles to people who... But when we start saying, oh, you know, it's worse today, no, they're not.
Now's your time to participate. How do you feel about what she's talking about? Do you think that we should be more involved as parents into our kids' education? Do you think the way that we approach race and race relations is correct? Or do you think that we should do something different? And I like her point. Yes, it happened. We have to move forward. But moving forward doesn't mean forgetting. But how we move forward is most important. And one thing I love what she said progress is being made. For us to deny that is the same as it was 50 years ago, 100 years ago, is denying all the pain, emotional, physical, and spiritual. So let me know in the chat, what do you think? Well, until next time, my name is A.B. Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.